This Sunday satsang, June 28, 2020. Jai Shri Radhe. Pana Shri Krishna Swarati Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Vaita Prabhu Ki Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. There's a saying, there's a proverb that familiarity breeds contempt. That's true. So the question is, how can a disciple avoid becoming familiar with Sri Guru? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 84, verse 31, you find this same phrase in Sanskrit, 10:84:31, the karanam, the cause of losing adar, becoming anadar, is proximity. Sannikarsha means being too close. Proximity is a cause of disregard. Sannikarsha anadarana karanam. Sri Sanat Goswami's commentary on this verse, 10:84:31. Affection reduces respect. Where one is always close to another person out of affection, it causes lack of respect. Or if one is completely attracted to someone, having great affection, sannikarsha means that. Also, it means proximity, it means familiarity, it means nearness, it means great affection. It causes lack of respect. We can see in other parts of the Bhagavatam, the Deva Guru, Brihaspati, he came to visit Indra, but Indra took him for granted. Since he came every day, Indra thought, I don't have to show my Guru special respect. But the disciples should always remember, they should not get into, in other words, familiarity, the Indra is saying, oh, he, I see him all the time, it's Guru Brihaspati, oh, it's nothing special, I don't have to show him special respect. He became complacent, he became familiar, he lost his respect. But the disciples should always remember this phrase, Chaksu dano dio ye jami jami prabhuse. The Guru gives spiritual insight to the disciple. He gives spiritual wisdom. Chaksu dano, he opens the eye of wisdom. And therefore, the Guru should be considered one's master life after life. Under no circumstance should the Guru be disrespected. But so how is this familiarity and this contempt? Familiarity leads to contempt. It comes because of a person that becomes proud. The disciple becomes proud. He thinks I'm smart, or I'm so intelligent, or I'm smart, or I'm smarter than my guru. So due to pride, the disciple may be disrespectful to the guru and take him for granted, and then become contemptuous. That's how it works. So the proper attitude is, if a devotee, a disciple, is doing proper bhajan, if he's actually doing bhakti bhajan, then his heart should be purified, because his pride is a result of tamagun and rajagun. It's a demoniac quality, it's dumba. It says in Gita, the demoniac qualities, asura sampat, dumba, false ego, pride. So it's very common in Kali Yuga, because young people are very smart and educated. They think they're so smart, but they have that pride. They become disrespectful and they take the guru for granted. And that's why there's so many verses glorifying guru. But if someone's doing proper bhakti bhajan, then their ego is becoming purified and they're becoming humble. And along with that, the disciples should become. You should always feel grateful and appreciative of the guru. Because what is the guru representing? Even the disciple, he may be smarter than the guru. He may be intellectually more intelligence or better memory power, no more shlokas or whatever, give a better class even. But the guru is a special tattva, he's a special emissary of Krishna. He's an ambassador of Krishna. He's a Bhagavat Sarup, he's a form of Krishna, Krishna's mercy. The guru has been chosen by God himself, he's been chosen by Krishna and by his guru to represent Krishna in this world. So the guru is we have to appreciate how the guru is different than us and be grateful for that difference, because that difference is what's going to liberate us from birth and death. And that difference between us and the guru is going to give us joy and peace and everlasting happiness that we're all seeking. So what is that difference? The guru, first of all, Krishna says in 11th Canto Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, chapter 17, verse 27, he says, Acharyamam Vijanayan Navamanya Tikarichit Namartya Buddhya Suyeta. This is an important, very important concept. The Acharya should always be offered respectful obeisances. Because he's meek. Krishna's telling Uddhava, the Acharyamam Vijanayan, you should always remember Vijanayan, never forget. The Guru is a representative of Krishna. He's Krishna's Kripa Shakti Murti. And the Guru is carrying a special treasure. He's carrying a treasure of the Sampradaya. The disciple doesn't have the treasure is with the Guru. The treasure of the Sampradaya, the Gaudiya Sampradaya, is this Manjari Bhav. And this Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, love for Radha and Krishna, and love for Vrindavan. This is a treasure that's in the heart of the Guru that's transferred to the disciple that's non-envious and humble and not proud. One is grateful to Guru, one is appreciative of Guru. He receives this treasure from Guru, guaranteed. So the last line says, Namartya Buddhya Suyeta. The Acharya should always be offered respect. You should never envy the Acharya, considering him to be an ordinary human being. Because that's what happens. Familiarity breeds contempt. That's when you're too close. You look up the dictionary, familiarity. Familiarity comes from close association. When you closely associate with someone, it leads to loss of respect. So when new devotees, they come too close to the guru, and then they lose their respect and they get into this contemptuous mood and they can spoil their whole bhakti and their whole life. So one must guard against this. And this contempt, the cause of, why does one become contemptuous? Because of envy. So we have to, Krishna's warning us, Krishna himself is warning us in 11th canto, chapter 17, verse 27. Namartya Buddhya Suyata. Don't think that the out of envy, asuya means envy. Don't think out of envy that the guru is an ordinary mortal, he's like me. That's because we get proud. Think, oh, you know, he's not so smart, I'm smarter than him, and he forgets a verse or he doesn't know this or that. It's very dangerous. So that's why it says in Shastra that the form of Krishna, it says both the Krishnamurti and the spiritual master should be seen from a distance. This is proper maryada. You don't just go up and stand, you know, deities are always quite far away. So we always maintain a sense of respect and proper decorum. This is called maryada, proper behavior. Sometimes if we come too near the deity, too near the Thakurji or the spiritual master, it can degrade the neophyte devotee. So if a disciple is feeling familiarity arising with the guru, then it's best for him to keep away from the guru for some time. Follow the teachings of the guru and worship him from a distance. Because as familiarity breeds contempt, then distance creates respect. So another thing that contributes to familiarity is to repeatedly demand attention from your spiritual master. There's a lot of people, they want to recognize by the guru, they want the attention from the guru. But the actual guru, the attention of the guru and the potency to overcome one's difficulties are automatically contained within the teachings of the guru. So one should be more attentive, one should be desirous to receive instructions and then follow them. This is important points. So as familiarity breeds contempt, distance creates respect. The opposite works the other way around. So there's no sincere devotee who's properly doing bhakti bhajan, he'll never become contentious of guru. Even if he's very close to the guru all the time, he'll never become contentious, because he's properly practicing bhakti, he's always hearing about the glories of guru and the glories of Vaishnavas, and he's always appreciating. That's why he says Sri Sandhyam Vandanam. Sri Sandhyam, yes, Sri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanam. It says a prayer, we should meditate on a guru three times a day. We should meditate, oh, what fortune I have, how fortunate I am, how I should be, I'm so grateful, I have such a wonderful spiritual master. So to overcome this tendency towards complacency, one should keep a distance and focus on the instructions and teachings of the guru and following those teachings, and also hearing the glories of guru, read the verses and articles, and we ourselves have written so many posts about guru. We read the Guru Gita by Lord Shiva, the Guru Gita. We wrote an article about that, summarizing the key points of that. Guru Gita is a very helpful reminder of the guru. The guru is the main point of one's life. He's the most important personality in a person's life. Because, as I said, because the guru is representing an entire parampara all the way back to God, all the way to Vaitacharya. Vaitacharya is Mahavishnu, he's Bhagavan, he's Sadashiva, and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya empowered Nittai and Advaita to spread Krishna consciousness and his bhakti yoga in the modern world. So we're representing the Vaitacharya and our whole line of illustrious realized gurus. And they've chosen us, the Vaitacharya and all the gurus in the line, they've chosen us to represent them and to preach Krishna consciousness. We are ordinary mortal, but by the divine arrangement, we're acting on their behalf. So they're backing us. We're backed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna and Radharani. So one should be very careful not to become contentious of guru. Always be respectful. Always be respectful and always appreciative and always grateful. The guru is great and we should be grateful. Familiarity breeds contempt, and distance creates respect. You have a phrase in the West, fools rush in where angels dare not. So we should be careful. Another point that comes to mind is this concept of saralata. It means innocence, simplicity and innocence. People are so complicated now. And so, in this modern age, we're very complicated, and they're always analyzing and measuring everything. They want to put everyone on a scale and weigh them and measure them, and oh, he's big, he's small. Well, this is very dangerous when dealing with transcendental personalities, because the transcendental personalities, externally, they may look very simple and not very complicated, living very simple lives, speaking and acting in a simple way. But we have to be careful what we're dealing with. Because they're representing, as I said, the great treasure, the Sampradaya is in the heart of the Guru. He's been given that treasure and been delegated to distribute that treasure to others. So it's a very rare treasure to get Guru, and if the sincere disciple will get the treasure of the Guru's heart, and the treasure of Sampradaya will come to the disciple who's appreciative and grateful. Jai Gurudev, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe 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 Sham. Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham. Jai Radhe Sham.